Chapter 25 Celestial Mechanics. My father worketh hitherto, and I work. First the celestial mechanics, and then I work. The mechanics of expression will take care of themselves. Expression becomes automatic and inspirational. At every instance of the actual operation of the law, Jesus made it plain he could do nothing and had to step aside and let the celestial mechanics take place. That is, let the law of God, operate in the kingdom of heaven. This will not be apparent as long as man tries to assist by either taking thought or trying to reason a situation out. Before him, he has a picture which is set in the vise of human belief and has long since lost the last vestige of fluidity. When he sees this, he will stop trying and return unto me, to the Father, or to the universal intelligence, instead of relying on the pseudo-intelligence of human reasoning. Who by taking thought can make the three drops pour into infinite streams? Or by treating can make the five loaves come forth in such abundance that there are 12 baskets over after everything was filled? No human mechanics can do this. It has to stem from the celestial or God operation. When the human mind stops all efforts and returns to the source of all movement, then it moves upon him as the light moves upon the face of the deep and reveals. The mechanics take place automatically, and man finds himself doing the right thing even under the most untoward circumstances. He finds that through the impossibility of human belief, the possibility of the presence suddenly appears, as the sun suddenly absorbs the light of a million candles. Did you ever see a powerful searchlight at noonday pointed at the sun? Exactly the same thing happens when a man returns to the One. It completely absorbs the manifestation of human thought. When the action of the human mind is stopped, then it is that the action of man blends with the One action, and manifestation automatically falls into place. My Father worketh, and I work. The reflexes are automatic, natural, and move in the direction of complete accomplishment. Man, unconsciously and without the foolishness of imagination, enters into a new dimension. He becomes aware of something he has not yet known, and begins to feel it moving through his temple body, coming into manifestation. And he planted a tree eastward in the garden, and there he put man. This is the perfect Edenic state of the permanent identity. He can enter into this original state of harmony and experience the surge and the urge of the One power and discover for the first time, "Before you ask, I will answer." Because the celestial mechanics operate before the shadow or reflection is cast into the manifest world. Integrity is the key note. Having done all, stand and see. Don't help or assist in the birth of the child. Let the child be born. The action of God is automatic, unlabored, untrammeled, and instant. It is the revelation of that which is. The former things created by thought have passed away. Sunk deep in ancestor teachings and beliefs, man fights appearances instead of devitalizing them by taking away the thought which supports them. The moment thought is taken away, appearances fall into their native dust. My Father worketh hitherto. Then it is really done, and I work, and let the manifestation come through. The mechanics take care of themselves automatically. They are revealed. You do not need to fight. You need to recognize that the celestial mechanics are already done. I go before you to prepare a place, an elevation beyond former beliefs. The eternity is God's opportunity, not yours. Why not let him have it for a change and suddenly discover that you shall run and not be weary? The celestial mechanics operate from a level utterly unknown to human thought.